Chapter 2. Despite fleeing from the cafe, I found myself walking slowly back to the house, reluctant to face the vision of Dad now gracing the gallery of pictures on my phone, reflecting instead on how well I'd settled somewhere so different from where I'd been raised. It still made me smile, recalling the sense of excitement and new beginnings I'd felt on the drive from La Rochelle Airport with Dad across the curving 2-mile bridge to the Île de Ré. I'd been lucky enough to spend several summers here growing up, thanks to a colleague of Dad's owning a property he'd rented out cheaply to family and friends. We'd never have afforded it otherwise. The island, situated on the southwest coast of France, had long been a go-to destination for rich Parisians and A-listers. We'd once spotted Audrey Tautou buying morning baguettes at the market, and we'd fallen in love with the island and its villages, with their narrow streets and cycle paths, pretty harbours and long, white, sandy beaches. Now I was back, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else, though it was good to know I could visit Mum any time I wanted at my childhood home in England. As I entered the whitewashed house on the Rue des Forages, the living room sprang warmly into focus. It wasn't so different to the one back home, perhaps due to a lack of imagination on Dad's part, with two deep armchairs in front of the fireplace and a sofa in soft blue fabric lined with bouncy cushions. Deep shelves supported Dad's books, mostly Stephen King and tons about World War II, as well as framed family photos, including one of me, age 7, dangling from the branch of an oak tree in our garden like a capuchin monkey. A collection of pens bequeathed by my grandfather was neatly arranged on the oak mantelpiece, above which hung Dad's favourite painting, a couple on the Orient Express, drinking champagne in a velvet upholstered bar. He'd planned to take Mum to Verona on the replica train, and it made me sad to think this would never happen now. I closed the door and turned at the sound of footsteps on the stairs, my mouth falling open at the sight that appeared in front of me. It was so much worse than the photo. "Dad, what are you wearing?" He jumped the last two steps and did a slow twirl as I stared, torn between hiccuping laughter and waves of affectionate despair. "What do you think?" he said, as I fought to keep